trespass into the domain of the gods.
Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. Boys, how are we doing this week?
Lewis's awesome. Face, bro. If I
can. I can't.
How are you guys doing, Lewis? How are you, man?
I'm good. Just surviving.
How was your week?
It was good. You know, work 55 hours a day. Dealing with freaking issues and all that. So, yeah. Life.
Life be happening.
Don't grow up, kids. If you're a kid and listening to it, don't grow up.
If you're a kid, please don't listen to this. Alex, awesome. How was your week?
It was good. Can't complain. Got an extra day at work. Yeah.
Yeah, younger too.
Yeah, I.
He's in the air.
On the fountain of youth. The elixir of, yeah.
Alex filled his bong with the Fountain of Youth water. And so. Logan, how are you, man?
I'm good. Happy we had a long weekend and made a lot of progress. I'm about to finish up my kits and just existing as best as I can.
Yep. Me, myself, just worked, finished up that, well, I'm not completely finished with the tall geese, but very close, and then had a long weekend, so I finally had 2 days off in a row.
I told you, Lewis.
What?
Thought I was going to hear a water slide, panel lining, top coated, because it's a fucking great kit.
It's looking fire. It's looking fire, dog.
We'll see.
I ratted you out because you made me mad.
Why?
You said you weren't going to do it. You were done with it. And I was like, it's not done yet.
I still got to do the weapons.
And that's not what I meant.
I don't know what to put for water slides.
At least panel line it. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Panel line.
You weren't going to panel line it like 2 nights ago and I was going to strangle you. You're like, dude, I'm just done. I'm not panel lining, no water slide, no gloss coat. I'm like, hang on a second. Please.
Look, get the gray caution. 1/100 caution sign and get the orange 1/100 caution signs. And on the white,
yeah, some orange caution slides on the silver would look pretty fucking sweet. I cannot lie.
You don't need to slap it.
And the orange would be a different color than your orange. So you'd have like essentially two levels of orange color separation through the main armor and the water slides themselves.
We'll see. No promises.
Is this?
We'll think about it.
Is this a master grade?
Yeah.
Why, man, you got fucking gorilla hands, dude. That shit looks small, dog, in your photo.
Gorilla. And I was getting made fun of every time I sent photos of those F91s to people, and they're like, you either have insanely monstrous sized hands, or those are the tiniest things in the world. And then I'd send a photo of a panel liner bottle next to one of them, and it's like half the height of the actual kit. And they're like, ah, yes.
Makes more sense.
Lewis, what are you working on?
I'm working on your project.
My project?
Cerulean project.
Oh.
Lintworm. Oh, Lindworm. I always keep saying lint, like lint in your belly button, but you know.
Brother.
I could pull some out right now. Alex, have you been working on anything?
I'm still working on the Raider. He's 95% done.
Hell yeah.
Just need to finish the backpack and the weapon and then decals.
Nice.
I actually think I always say I'm going to do decals, but I never do the decals because I'm a lazy piece of shit. I'm going to do the decals on this because I just feel to make it so much better.
Good. See, Copley?
Also, look at this backpack. How fucking huge this shit is.
Damn!
Bitch looked like a strip.
I had to look away after that roast. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
Bitch looked like it's straight out of Galaga.
Yeah, it does kind
of look like that.
Sweet.
Listen, man, it's got to be chunky. It's got to fit a fat-ass kid on top of it.
True. This bitch is huge.
Logan, you said you were working on your F91s.
Yeah, and I snap-built that Sigrin in, like, literally 4 hours. It was pretty fun for an IBO kit. It's definitely not the exact same as an IBO kit, but takes reference from it. It's a little bit better and more sturdy feeling, but with all IBO kits, we'll give it like 4 months and we'll see how it's looking on the shelf after that. But I'll probably go back to it and either do a clean paint job, put some random IBO-esque water slides on it, or I'll repaint it completely. But I snap built that for fun, and then I snap built the legs and waist of a Full Metal Panic kit this morning for fun as a break. And then Lewis joined and convinced myself to stop building that, and I put it to the side. And I'll probably start, honestly, if I want to do some snap building tonight, I'll probably start snap building my Master Grade Jesta in preparation for resin.
When do you plan on starting the resin?
As soon as this...
3 months.
As soon as this is over.
3 months.
It could be tonight if I don't have to do these rocket launches.
No, you need to finish.
Thank you. Thank you, Copus. Thank you.
Why am I getting yelled at, bro? At least I water slided them, dog.
Hey, we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you. I got my roast.
I don't want to be talking about you. It's time for you to have dinner. I'm so slow. I know. It's not my fault I chose these tiny ass things. I have to count how many colors, because originally it was 9 colors of color separation, and I've added 5 colors or so since then. So I want to like line up all the bottles, because I think it's closer to like maybe like 16 colors are put onto these at this point.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah. Now, is that 16 colors you airbrushed or a combination of detail?
Both.
Okay.
I'd say only like four or five of those colors were hand painted. Everything else was airbrushed.
That's too much work for me. Right now, at least. We'll see in the future. But, you know, that's the future. moving along, shout out to our sponsor, Usagi Boots, on Instagram. Definitely check them out. Total, like, super sick anime merch. Really cool boots. Really cool dude, too. He's also a Gunpla builder. So definitely check out his page. Pick up some of his merch. Moving forward, moving to restocks. And we will, I'll go with Leaping Panda, which is our partner for the show. So if you stick around to the end of the show, there will be a code, and you can use that code to get 10% off. Some things that they had restocked on there was the Wing Zero Verica on there. They had the GP01 Master Grade and also the Quebly Master Grade, which I am contemplating picking up myself. I want to do a Quebly, but I just don't want to build my damned yet. So, Lewis, what do you got?
Gundam Plays. They got Gundam Chimeras. High grade. They got, oh my god, these names. Hyrukin. High grade. It's all a bunch of high grades they got restocked. And, oh, the one that Mr. Logan did. Sigrun. Sigrun.
Sigrun.
Yeah. That is a nice dope ass.
It's a good take on the grays. I like it. Actually, last night after I finished building it, put my like the original IBO grays next to it, and definitely takes reference from it, but definitely quite different.
It looks like a knight.
I hate the front skirt though. I don't know. I don't care what anyone says. That front skirt is so jank. It's like a whole skirt on a ball joint, so the whole thing just swivels around. It's so weird.
Yeah. Can you do that for us again?
Like, you can't even cut the front skirts off because there's nowhere for them to attach to it on their own. Like, it's just like one giant flap on the front that's on a ball joint and spins around. Don't like it.
I like that's when you can cut the front. I like when you can cut the front skirt a lot.
You don't get a choice with this.
Yeah, that sucks.
Whatever. That's it for me. Yeah.
Alex, everything else.
Oh, you're aging. Get back. You're aging. There we go.
I have Mecha Warehouse. Right now they got a MG Gundam Sandrock, EW, MG RX-78 version 3.0, and RG MK2 Titans, which I really want, honestly. I love the Titan kits, just the colorway, honestly. That's all it is.
Mark in the Discord from Germany, he is working on that. He started that yesterday during the afternoon with me. And I was helping him through that just so you could understand how to properly cut the cords and wires for the backpack and the back of the legs, and he was loving the hell out of that kit.
Yeah, sick. Posted this on a story on Instagram.
What is that the dude you're talking about horror movies with?
Yeah. Hmm. That's Mark.
Logan, who you got restocked?
For me? I've noticed that everyone kind of just chooses the same place, so I'm just going to do the same and just keep choosing Ride Store, the Gundam Galaxy. So for them, they have the Double X Master Grade in stock, which I do not own, but I do love the style and the silhouette of that mobile suit. And I've heard it's a good kit, so if you can pick it up, I definitely would. There is the F91 2.0 Master Grade, which is a really good price for $50.99. And I'm working on them right now, so I had to shout them out because I do like the design for them. And one day I'll pick up a Master Grade, but after building these high grades, I don't want to see an F90 for the rest of like this decade. And then the last thing is, because you don't see it often, is the AMS Gira Zulu, the Angelo Sauper use. So it's the Gira Zulu with the space type backpack, and it's like a almost hot pink purple and super awesome color scheme. It is a high grade, so the product photos do lie when it shows all of the engravings and embellishings in white. But if you do hand paint or you airbrush, this would be a very fun kit to detail up, and you can make it look really pretty. I will not be doing that, though. Because I have a resin conversion for the GM Sniper 2 of it, so I don't need that.
Fair enough. Well, moving along, boys. This week, if you guys have not seen this movie yet, I would highly recommend it. It is called Bell. It was made in 2021. Kind of like a take on Beauty and the Beast, but sort of. Musical, yes. It, you know, it's musical. It's about a girl and a beast, right? Just really cool animation. I really like the plot in it. There's a massive twist at the end, which I didn't see coming. I don't know about you guys. Definitely didn't see that coming at all, though.
Left field. I was like, what?
Just kind of.
And then,
go ahead, Lois.
Logan was like, I bet you it's this. And I'm like, yeah, it is. You got this. Oh, damn. Might as well just, you know, back out of it.
I almost did. I'm just kidding. The twist I liked, I don't think it was expected, but I could kind of see the buildup of it. I just didn't know exactly where it was going. But I did like it, and it kind of brought everything full circle well.
I thought it was really good. Just like kind of like a quick, brief, like I guess, synopsis of it. Basically, these kids can go into this virtual world called You, and this program takes out their inner characteristics and brings out their strongest suits in them and just kind of makes them that person in the virtual world. So kind of our main character, Suzu, is... She lost her mom at a young age. She no longer sings. She kind of like is just kind of in the background type of girl. And then obviously in You, she becomes a singer, and it just kind of explodes. And everybody kind of goes on this giant chase on trying to find, you know, who she is. Because in You, obviously, you don't have the same face. And it's just, she becomes the global phenomenon. And then there's a character that enters that's
overnight.
Yeah, really. Yeah, like blows up like Juice WRLD did on SoundCloud, you know, just overnight. Like one song made him famous. And then there's a character that comes in that's the Beast, and he's a little more rugged, known for fighting and things like that. And there's an organization that basically wants to get him kicked out or expose who he is. That's just a brief kind of, I think, synopsis of it. Definitely recommend you guys checking it out, though. What did you guys think from the trailer? What did you guys think about from the trailer? What did you think it was going to be?
I think they were technologically focused and not focused so much on the stories of the main characters, which was actually kind of nice. I thought it was going to be more centered around the world building of you, because you don't really get a lot of world building. Like you mostly get just the main city area where everyone's floating around, which shows in the trailer, and then like obviously the that kind of like foggy, misty area where the castle is at. So like you don't get a lot of the world building, but just enough of it to understand that it exists, and it focuses more on the personal stories of every character, which I thought it wouldn't do as much.
I loved it. I fucking loved it, man. I loved it so much. I watched it twice. I watched this morning with Logan, yo.
Yeah, I'm about to watch it tonight with my girlfriend when she gets home. So that'll be my second viewing.
I ain't gonna lie. You see this exterior right here? I'm a teddy bear. That movie at the end had me crying. I can relate.
I cried a little too.
I can relate to the story, and I was like, God damn it.
Sure, she started singing at the end. I'm like, oh, fuck, here it comes.
Yo, that song is stuck in my head on repeat, dog. I was humming it the other earlier while sanding. I was like, yes, this movie is awesome.
When I first seen the trailer, I thought it was a fucking video game, like a gacha game. And then, like, some months went by, and then Carrie was like, this is a movie. And I was like, what? And so we ended up finding it online. We ended up watching it. It was like when it first came out and shit like that. And I thought it was going to be a fucking gacha game. And I'm a sucker for those. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like,
gotcha, bitch.
The fucking music in that movie, dude. Oh my God, dude. It's so fucking catchy. Just
fucking too many la-las.
And then.
It goes on for a bit.
He doesn't have a heart.
Yeah.
One thing I like, you're talking about the dragon's bruises.
Yeah.
How are they bruises when they're on your cape, my dude?
But that's his character. His character is like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
There's a specific scene whenever something's happening and he's taking the forefront of that.
Yeah.
And that's why his bruises are.
It's video games. Yeah. It's a video game.
I don't know.
Pretty much. It pretty much is a video game.
What did you guys think of the animation? With it being kind of a newer style, I think that they did a really good job with.
It was like modern Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really what it reminded me of.
It's a very pleasing aesthetic.
It gave me, for me at least, they're like, it gave me. Memories of when I visited the Ghibli Museum in Japan and like how cool that was, and like very refreshing to see that animation style again in an updated way.
Motherfucker.
They did a really good job on it. The guy that actually, I guess, directed or whatever, created it, he did the Digimon, like the Digimon movie as well. So I can definitely see like that kind of influence with it too. I think they did a great job with blending newer and, like you said, older styles, like, almost perfectly.
Like, yeah, it seamlessly work really well. You don't even notice that, like, the characters in the foreground are a completely different animation style than the background.
The whale, too, I thought was really good. I mean, it was, like, kind of like that 3DS CGI animation, but it was still, like, it was blended, like, perfectly.
I think the whale... is the head honcho of the whole shit. Because if you saw when she got, when woo, green lights, oh my god, woo, is that, yeah. And then it came in, and then she go back to, I was like, I think part two is coming.
The hell is this dude on? Break. What's this dude on?
Nah, I get what he's saying.
Spoil it.
I get what he's saying.
You guys definitely have to watch this movie. Like, I want to do an in-depth review on it, but it's so hard because if you talk about it too much, you just reveal too much.
I think if somebody in your family loves Disney's musical, or just you know, just a bit, you will love this. You will love this movie. It balances the musical with, you know, storytelling and plot twisting and everything. I loved it.
It's kind of nice too, because as much as I like pervy Japanese animation, there is like none in this either. So you can watch this with your kids if you got kids at home, or it's like a complete. I mean, you don't even have to have kids to watch this at home, honestly. Like, I've watched it multiple times. I mean,
I don't have kids.
I know, so I'm saying you don't have to. You don't have to have kids to really enjoy this film. Like, it's just something, a really good film.
It is. I was telling Lewis I was very worried that it would be like a Disney movie. What was that movie I was referencing?
Encanto?
Yeah. I tried watching that with my girlfriend and her two sisters who were Disney freaks, and after like 20 minutes was just like intolerable. I had to get out of there, and I snuck away into my office and didn't come back for the entire movie and just sat in my office and watched YouTube videos. And I was kind of worried it was going to be like this. Or like that, I should say, where it's just going to be like, you know, 5 minutes dialogue, 20 minutes song, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. But this movie uses its music timing and choices very well, and I enjoyed a lot. Very good movie.
Did y'all watch the subbed or dubbed?
Dubbed. We watched, me and Logan.
Like, I've done both.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the dub tonight with my girlfriend just because she doesn't like subbed movies, which is fine. And then at some point, I think, Lewis and I said we'll watch the subbed, we'll stream it on Discord or something at some point, just because the music sounds completely different. So I want to watch the whole movie subbed just for the sheer fact of having both options.
Come into the Discord and watch the movie.
Yeah, come to the Spawn Camp Discord and watch the movie. That's a good plug. I have watched both myself. I like the sub better, especially from the music standpoint. It is a lot better, I think, personally, but I'm also just a sub fanatic. I don't really watch dub unless it's like old Dragon Ball Z. I'll watch old Dragon Ball Z, and that's about it.
I guess prefer dub just because I like to do shit while I'm watching an anime. But if an anime is only in sub and I want to watch it, I don't care. I'll read it if I have to.
I feel like I have to check this out and subbed.
I would just watch both.
I went on YouTube and literally just typed in one of the songs in the Japanese language. And when I heard the song, I was like, yeah, I want to watch the whole movie in this now.
Belle is a verified artist on Spotify, so... Can jam to that shit on Spotify.
I literally do. I post the fucking song sometimes on Instagram, bro. I
had a follow with it last night, honestly. It's immediately.
Were there any parts that stood out to you guys that you were just like, holy shit, like, this is fucking sweet?
Like, in what kind of like emotional?
Style. Yeah.
Oh, animation style?
And emotional. Go for both. Shoot for both.
Animation and the artwork, just, you know, when it's starting and they show all the scenery of the where she lives at and everything, I was like, here we go again, Japanese doing this joint like crazy, because yo, this looks like a goddamn, it looked like real, look real, with a touch of just, you know, cartoony animation. And then
the sound design was really good. I like the sound design, like in the real world. Like, just like the ambient noise and background noise. It's so weird to say, and I noticed in this movie, they use the same locust sound that they use for Evangelion during all of the slow cuts where it's the locust chirping.
The cicadas.
They did that at the bus stop. And I was like, Oh, the ambiance and the world set, the world's building in this movie is very nice.
Could I put one and I'm done for the rest of the movie?
Yeah, we're actually kicking you after this. Yeah, actually, yeah, boy, that's how you know a movie's good. That motherfucker just ruined a P Bandai box for you. It's a 10 out of 10.
Lewis, you said emotional too. What's something that emotionally stood out to you? If you
wanna... It's just
emotional damage.
It's just that twist. That twist, I can relate. I was there, you know. And
I definitely enjoyed it for that as well, because it brought in the mature theme, which grounded the movie, where you didn't feel like it was a solely kids movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it's for both ages.
Like, all this shit is real. Like,
younger kids can understand it, and then they can also enjoy the whole movie, and older people do understand it and can relate or know about the, like, and relate to the movie and have a different perspective from a more mature perspective than, like, oh, turn my brain off and listen to, like, happy characters bounce around and sing for an hour and a half. AKA all Disney movies.
Too. Like, it definitely brings awareness to that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
people go through it and no one knows.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I mean, it has a very, like, serious tone to the very end of the movie that, like I said, we can't talk about it too much right now because we don't want to spoil this movie, because I don't think that this movie got as much exposure as that it deserves at all.
It's getting there, though.
$63.8 million. Probably. That's a lot.
Was that overseas, though?
Yeah, it's still a lot.
It was here in theaters a few months ago.
It was in theaters? Yeah. No clue.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon right now with like 1,700 reviews and has 4.5 stars.
Yeah, it was in the movie theaters here for a couple of weeks, but I don't think that this movie got the exposure it deserved.
That's what I'll be renting it on tonight.
You're going to rent it?
It's on HBO, dog.
Yeah, it's on HBO. You can. So yeah, so a places you guys can watch it is HBO Max, Amazon. If you have HBO Max, you can rent it for you don't even need to rent it.
It's, you have a subscription. You can watch it, yeah. It was like $4.99. It's not bad, but yeah, I have HBO, so I will just throw that up on the cinder block known as the PS4. That's literally just used for Netflix and YouTube in my living room.
And the U.S. it made over $3.2 million in the box office. I mean, it's not that much, you know. It's but for because to be honest, there's a certain percentage of the U.S., you know, I can say 3-4% are like us into anime. The rest is like, you know, I don't like cartoons.
It's growing bigger, though. I think with the anime, bigger. With people liking anime and being more open about it, is
definitely bigger. All these fucking people are throwing Gundam DLCs into their games and stuff now. I'm like, just keep my hobby away from your shit, bro. I don't need elites to be running around in like Exia armor. I'm gonna cringe to death. Please stop.
One thing that stood out to me in this movie, like when Lewis, you were talking about emotionally, I think that scene where her mom saves that girl, bro, and like as she's older,
crying, yeah, that crying,
the forbidden baptism,
dude, yeah, it was bad. And then like her just having the afterthoughts of like, why didn't she love me more and things like that. I was just like, oh my
god. And even the,
like, that was heart wrenching as fuck, man. I'm like,
even the people they were like saying, why would she do that? You know, do that and leave her thing alone, you know, her child alone. I mean, she wasn't alone, her dad, but then just go watch the movie.
Yeah, right. I mean,
don't be a hero.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a weird theme that they kind of sent to you? It's like that they're going to talk bad about you for being a hero. And it's like, you know, I mean, what do you, I don't know.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, 100%. I think that the forbidden bat, that's so fucked up. I think one thing that they did do with it, though, is they kind of showed the good side, really, of the internet and something good that can happen from it. because we often both see sides. Yeah, I know, because obviously we see the bad side a lot, but that's like something that is, I guess, totally, I guess, in relevance of like it happening, you know, it's something that could happen, you know, and it, it would be one way to, for things to be prevented. I don't know. That was just my thought on it.
Stuff definitely like that has happened on the internet.
Oh, for sure.
4chan of all places.
Yeah, exactly.
Twitch TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
The way that they lined up that twist, Twitch TV, dude, I could see something on Twitch TV happening. Something going wrong.
What would you guys rate this movie? Lewis, we can start with you. Oh,
well, we already know. Why do we care about his ranking? We know it.
10 out of 10.
Alex. Logan?
Oh, God.
What, dog?
What's your freaking rating?
Yo.
We told.
I'm going to give it a bad rating just to make this dude mad. Hang on. Let me think of a score.
Alex, did you have anything stand out in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Lewis, calm
down. I mean, yeah, but like, it's like kind of a spoiler.
Oh.
If you haven't watched it, stop listening right now.
Her choir friends.
Oh, yes.
I didn't, towards the end, you learn that, like, oh, okay.
They were there all along.
Yeah.
And what does that remind you of?
I don't know.
It had a mix of every little Disney movie, because it reminded me of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You know, like the choir ladies were like the guardian angels, and I mean the guardian, or even the
guardian,
like,
gnomes.
Yeah, or like Cinderella, and she had the fairly, you know.
The mice.
I was gonna say that so bad. I was like, fairly godparents. I'm like, wait, wrong show. Shit.
Cosmo but, Wanda was there.
Yeah. But it was like Alex said. It's like, but God damn it, go see the movie, and we'll do a review in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm saying like 2 weeks, we can do a full, like an in depth review. At that point, we've all watched it like 3 times. At that point, right?
Yeah.
I've watched it 3 times in the first week that I watched this fucking movie. I've been trying to fucking talk about this movie forever.
Yeah, it's just, it really fucking has.
Dude, it's such a good fucking movie.
Yeah, I see.
Alex, what's your rating, man?
Solid 9 out of 10.
Can't get
that. It does get a little bit slow.
It parts, but it's a lot of like story building with it too, I think, even in the slow parts.
Dolan Island slow.
Fair.
I'm gonna give it a low score because it's gonna be my reasoning is gonna make Lewis mad as shit.
Do it, bitch.
I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10 because there is no gore.
Oh.
In the first like 8 minutes, I was like, if that girl doesn't get ripped in half right now, I'm leaving. He's like, then just turn the fucking movie off, bro. Just turn it off. And I was like, whack. And then I sat through and it was pretty good. I give it like a 9.2.
Yeah, I have to give it at least a 10, bro. At least
the 10. That's the most you can get it, motherfucker.
I know. I would give it more if I could.
You could give it an 11. We don't have rules here.
11 out of 10.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan. With that being said, boys.
How many more times do you think you'll watch it, Copley?
I'll probably watch it another 50 times. I'm not even joking. I've watched it 3 times this week.
I'd rather watch this
if more movies
than Frozen.
If more movies like this come out, then I won't have to. I can just teach my kids and make my kids grow up to believe that Disney never existed. And I can just show movies like this and they'll never know.
Just raise them on Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, that's
which is technically owned by Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is now. Fuck.
Yeah, but I don't consider that Disney because they although they own it, they had no influence at the time of the productions of those.
You just got publishing rights.
Yeah, so they can suck egg.
I'm actually not the biggest fan of a lot of Studio Ghibli films, but I like the animation.
That's just because you're inherently wrong most of the time.
It's fair.
Dude, Princess Mononoke is one of the greatest.
That's a good one. I like
movies
that one.
Of all fucking time.
I don't like Kiki's Delivery Service. I don't like.
That's kind of fair. That's one of the lower tier ones out of all of them.
It's also a newer one too.
I like Howl's Moving Castle. That was good.
That's a banger.
Did you guys watch his son's movie that he made?
Which one is that?
Fucking god awful. Hold on 1 second.
Is that Fireflies movie?
That's a piece so bad.
I think it was something with a witch. I don't know. It was not very good.
The Witch of Mercury?
No, that was very fucking good. And if anybody hasn't watched it yet, watch that.
I haven't watched it.
I'll figure it out. I'll throw it up in the description.
Someone send me some Japanese link and I'll watch it.
I got it's you. On it's on a Bandai website.
It's on YouTube.
This guy is like kickly clackly lazy.
Dude, I'm just let you me know what let me know let, here. Let
I'll
me know
fucking shoot you a link. God
let me know
it.
Let me know when season one is out.
This ain't a Drake song, all right? So I'm not letting you know.
Anyway.
Not like not excited for Witch of Mercury. It's just other things I'm excited for.
Like what?
Not Witch of Mercury. I'm not excited. It's just only like one suit design, so we're often not like a super for me interesting point. But who knows? If I watch it, maybe the plot will captivate me. That I'll like the plot over the suits. But I'm just here for weapons and things blowing up.
It's really it's great. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah. And if they make the Ariel, I'm selling my backlog. If they make the Verkaw Ariel, I'm selling my backlog and getting out of this fucking hobby. Oh my.
That's when you're gonna kiss my toes, bitch. Because I told you.
No, I'm not gonna kiss your toes. I'm gonna sell my backlog and make a quick buck. Fucking disappear into the aether, and I'm gonna go to Bandai's headquarters and just sit there with a goddamn sign every day. Be like, y'all suck. Make a master grade in like a year or two. Why are you just making a suit for a show that hasn't even come out yet in every single grade, and haven't even seen it yet? Where am I?
I don't think we'll get it off rip, but I think we're going to get it sooner than later. Personally.
I think we're going to get the master grade. I don't think it'll be the Verkaw. I also don't agree with Ethan, though, that it's going to be a granddaddy for the Verkaw. I think it's going to be not the Ariel, but also not the granddaddy.
I'm wishing is a 00 or a strike.
Be okay with either
Strike
or.
Doesn't need a 2.0. It's not a 2.0, it's a Verkaw. Maybe.
Do they really need any more Exia kits, though?
Yes.
I mean, they have, like, how many?
No, but I want more detail.
A 2.0 Exia is very much
needed. Yeah. That Master Grade Exia is not that great. Not that great.
People want a 2.0, though. They don't want a Verkaw. They just want a 2.0.
It's going to be a fucking Verkaw. Just take the pill, swallow it down your throat, and just take it.
No. You don't know where. You don't even know where you are right now.
Okay.
It's okay. Whatever the Verkaw is, I'm sure Lewis will pay $90. I'm sure Lewis will pay $90 over MSRP by accident.
Howl.
Yo, I'll buy that Banshee off of you. Psych! Motherfucker.
Ridiculous.
Motherfucker.
Shit. It's like, yo, this man, if he sold his whole backlog, he couldn't even sell his whole backlog. He'd still have that.
I could buy a fucking 2002 Honda Civic.
Yeah, but you still have that PG no matter what. You'll never sell that. I hope you like that. I hope you like that Banshee. You best be building it. Because you ain't selling it.
No.
Not unless you, you know, finesse.
Your Honda Civic sound good, though.
See, this is what you do, Alex. Buy a big-ass backlog and then just sell it all at once and you have a car.
Have a car.
Yeah,
another car. Another car. A car that has a CD, cassette protector built in. He forgets about it every time, so why does it even matter? He forgets that it exists all the time.
No, I remember, because I look for it every time I get in the car.
I remember.
You remember? I remember.
Just buy the other one.
No.
I'm about to buy the other one for him and then just disassemble it and airbrush it red and send it to him. Like, bro, you found the red one? I'm like, yeah, bro, it's no problem.
Why does it smell like lacquer paint?
I don't know, dude. Why is it glossy? Do you gloss finishes? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, top coated.
Yeah. She got water slides on it? Got caution decals? What the hell?
I was looking on Facebook Marketplace for that shit. It was like, someone's dumb enough to post it. It's like, ah.
I got you, motherfucker.
We found it. We found the culprit.
You're 5 miles away and you have this? Okay, bet.
Yeah, I'm still on the hunt for my lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, so much.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot.
Yo, I will give it to y'all. You guys might get your shit broken into a lot living in Michigan, but I've never seen people get broken into and they take the least important things from people.
But
these are all easily replaceable things. Like, people in Philly, where I'm from, were like jacking your car up and taking your suspension and shit, like taking the straight up ripping the radio out of your dash. Like, they're just
Cadillac
taking
converter
petty.
Will be gone.
They're like taking petty shit from y'all. What the fuck? Like, they're just doing shit to get back at you. Like, y'all have enemies out there, dog. I don't care what anyone says.
Probably.
Be like, this nigga gonna eat lunch tomorrow. I'm gonna take his shit. Fuck.
Yeah. He probably worked with you, dog. He saw you walking in with your shit like this the next day, and he's like, I know what that lunchbox you looking for is. Now you gotta walk in here manhandling your lunch. Like,
this motherfucker got spaghetti in a Ziploc bag.
Walking in, gorilla gripping it.
Always taking
got his,
my lunch.
His name written on Sharpie.
Yo, brown paper bagging with a freaking Capri Sun on the other hand. But like,
you see the spaghetti sauce leaking through the paper bag? I gotta run in quick and throw this in the fridge before the bag break open. Goddamn motherfucker took my lunchbox. Goddamn.
Yes, it was down bad for a while.
It was down bad.
That shit sucks. Can't relate, brother.
I guarantee you one thing, the same dude stealing your cassette is the same dude stealing that lunchbox. Ain't no way it's two different people.
My cassette and my fucking
cousin.
He was looking for the cassettes and Kofu's car, and this motherfucker going got shit in his car for some goddamn lunchboxes, bro. Fuck it. They're mine now.
Go ahead.
I would say I have a huge like tape collection that I just took out of my car maybe like a week prior.
Oh,
late enough. Yeah, right? Like,
except for Tetris, shows how much you care about Tetris.
I was fucking listening to it.
Whether he ejected it, you seen a tape in the thing and ejected it and stole it. That's terrible, bro.
He hotwired your shit just to pop the cassette out. He turned that shit on, not even to steal it. Popped the cassette out and then unturned his car off and left.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Should have went to your neighbors and started like knocking on random doors. Had, like, a
I hear the Texas music playing.
Yeah, facts. You hear someone just blasting music like six rows down. You're like, hang on a second. I know that song. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm done with you guys. I'm done.
Lewis is dying.
Yeah, Lewis.
Sorry. Hopefully next week gonna walk in and see some guy enjoying his lunch with a brand new lunchbox. Like, damn, that shit look kind of familiar though.
I'm telling you, I'll know the Yetis because they were both from my old work. So
I always initial my shit with a fucking permanent marker.
Even his underwear.
It wouldn't have saved me from that. Initially, it wouldn't have done shit.
Yeah, sorry, Lewis. Getting your car broken into doesn't really save you from much if you write your name on Sharpie. Like, this is safe zone. This is safe zone. You can't enter here. My name's on it. This is safe zone.
Alex is gonna whoop your ass, though.
You can't write his name on the cassette. That would ruin the value of it.
You're not wrong.
You gotta keep that shit mint and safe. Kept it mint, just not the latter.
Say,
I love you, Alex.
Take it to a close here.
Yes.
So, since we're just digging into me and Alex about our stolen goods, you fuckers.
Do nothing. I just put in a little sprinkle of Old Bay on top of that shit.
So, if you guys want to come to the Spawn Camp Discord and get harassed by Logan, you can do that. It's a lot of fun. I promise you, you get to deal with this 24/7 and not just on Sundays when we record or Mondays.
Today's the Lord's Day. I don't make fun of anyone on the Lord's Day.
It's Labor Day. So
fuck, today is Monday. Whatever.
So this is
every day's the Lord's Day. Every day's the Lord's Day. Hail Satan.
Check out Spawn Camp Co. on Instagram. That has links to all our shows, which is OBO Diggity and WASD. We will be eating a hot chip on OBO soon, so definitely want to tune in.
Copley ain't doing that shit.
Yes, I am. I just can't record on Monday.
Did you buy it yet?
Yeah, motherfucker.
No, you didn't. Send me the receipt.
I'm ordering it tonight.
Yeah, there it is, motherfucker.
I'm ordering
that's right here. I've had this shit for 2 weeks waiting for you.
You can find us Build Bros at BuildBros_US. You can find me XXL_NewType on Instagram, and that's it.
Don't ask what the XXL is for.
My size. By close.
Lewis, go.
You can find me at Dark Zero Builder on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Mostly on Instagram because I'm a photo people and a real people. And yeah, peace out, guys. Love you.
All right.
Alex.
You can find me at Mecca_Shiva. SHEEVA on Instagram and on Twitch as Sweaty McSwampass.
Mecca Shiba. Maybe I should change my handle to that so we can match.
Logan, where can everybody find you?
Mecca Shiba. ZealousHanger.us on Instagram. And that's the only social media I have, as it should be.
He has a My Only. He's just not.
I have a Twitch. I've streamed one time for like 18 minutes.
Well, boys, we'll see you guys next week.
No.
Later.
And we'll see you next week when you water slide and panel line that tall geese. Hell yeah. Good night, boys. At least panel line it. Hell yeah, boys.
We're out. Bye.
Oh my god.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.